So, Nariman, you're majoring here at AUC in history. Can you tell me more about the history department and why you chose to major at it?
I was originally a political science major, but one of my friends told me that the professors in the department are really amazing and that I should consider double majoring, and I did, and I actually liked it a lot more than the political science, and I dropped the political science, and now I'm a history major.
So, why did you like the history department more? What is different about it than other departments?
The staff and faculty are really good, and they really do care about their students, and they give individual attention to each of the students. And I remember one of the things that really made me love the department was Dr. Blanks. I was taking two courses with him in one semester, big history and food and history. And I wrote a paper for him at the end of the semester, and after I wrote it, he sent me a text message on my cell phone, which was not expected whatsoever. And it said, "Excellent paper on Rome. Students like you make it all worthwhile." And that for me was very touching and unexpected, and it made me consider projects for in the future, like writing a historical fiction series for children. And I was really touched, and that's part of making me feel welcome.
Wow, so just the passion of the professors made you think of something that could you do in your career. You mentioned writing fiction, historical fiction stories. Have you pursued that?
I've started, but I've currently stopped because of all the schoolwork, but I'm trying to find time for it as well. But yeah, definitely he was the initial inspiration, and then several other courses I took in European history and Middle Eastern history have also made this passion become even more alive than it was before.
So, what is historical fiction?
Well, that's a difficult question, but basically, you're basing a story that's not necessarily true or didn't happen, but all the settings and some of the characters are real. You try to give a portrayal of the time and the places and the people in a certain historical time period.
You also mentioned a course called Food and History. Now, we all would think that history is boring and it has nothing got to do with food. So, would you tell me more about that course?
We basically trace history through food and innovations in food, and we tracked modernity and the Industrial Revolution, and we related the changes and the patterns that of human food consumption and so forth. So it's a really non-conventional way of looking at history. Another non-conventional way of looking at history is a course called The Marriage Crisis that made the modern Middle East. Dr. Hanan Khulusi looks at the marriage crisis in early 20th century Egypt and says that it played a role in forming the Egyptian nation. So it's a very different take on history, which is interesting as well. And it shows recurring themes throughout history, so things that happen today actually happened back then.
And how has it changed for you from being a student to also being an assistant at the department?
Well, I work with Dr. Reimer on various research projects, sometimes help him with preparing for his classes and stuff. Well, it's definitely developed my skills as a historian in training. I'm learning a lot from him, even helping him do the research. It just broadens my scope and everything.
And are there, has the department changed over the years that you were here?
Well, in my first year, my freshman year, I wasn't really close to the department, so I didn't go there very often, but I was very welcome, and the staff were very helpful. And they still are till today, even more so. But when Dr. Blanks was chair in the new campus, he tried to make the place a lot cozier and tried to kind of bridge the gap between professors and students and made us all feel more welcome.
So, what are the specializations in the major?
You have Middle East history and European history. There's supposed to be an American history, but we don't have a professor at the moment. But that's pretty
So,
much
when
it.
was the American history major canceled?
The specialization, we only had one American history professor, Dr. Patrick Mason, and he left a year ago. We've yet to find a replacement for him.
Well, thank you, Nariman. This has been a very interesting interview.